Good evening. My name is Kristen, and I am the supervisor here today. How can I help
Hello,
you?
Kristen. Kristen, I just have come to realize, if I'm correctly understanding, that I have been charged a monthly fee, apparently since October, for a purchase that I made, I believe, back in October for a Wi-Fi booster, which I still have unopened in front of me. But I am being charged a monthly membership fee in some company because of that purchase. Lifestyle? Is this the company I'm speaking to? Lifestyle?
Okay, let's see. Okay, let me get some information. The agent did transfer an account, but I do have to make sure the correct account was transferred. Let's see.
I am getting charged every single month. Some ridiculous. I'm looking at January right now, or December, and there's a charge of $49.97 on that month for something I never purchased in January, and I've got a charge this month, let's see, from this place called Lifestyle, $56.95. What the hell is going on?
Okay, let's see. Okay, so just so I can make sure I am looking at the correct account, can I have your name, please, ma'am?
I'll tell you again. Margaret McInnes, okay. 15 Merrill Street, West Newbury, Massachusetts.
Okay, thank you. All right, I do have your account. Let me look and see.
What have I been getting every month? What have you been sending me?
Okay, let's see. All right, so, oh my gosh, Okay, so looking at this account, what I am seeing is that initially when you signed up, you paid $7.45 for the
for
Wi-Fi, for shipping and handling for a Wi-Fi booster.
Okay. I paid for a Wi-Fi booster.
Yeah, that was just the shipping for you to receive the Wi-Fi booster. What that?
Oh, God, this gets better. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so that was a welcoming gift. For,
oh, it was.
For
it
our,
was. Welcome to what?
Okay, so that's for the Factory Direct Savings Store. And what that?
From which I have purchased nothing, from which I never intended to purchase anything, and I think I requested to stop being charged few months ago. So I purchased, apparently, I have the Wi-Fi booster in front of me, and it was a hell of a lot more than $7, but that's besides the point. So since October, you have been billing me some kind of monthly fee that changes? What's this fee based on? Am I a member of some kind of club or something?
Okay, so when you received the Wi-Fi booster, that was a welcoming gift.
Welcome for the, to what?
For the
what do I belong to?
Okay, yes, ma'am, and I'm trying to go over that with you.
You better.
Okay, so what it's showing is that you had enrolled for the Factory Direct Savings Store. Okay, so what that is each month you would receive a $125 gift card to be able
really?
To.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're telling me I was supposed to get a gift card every month? I've got nothing. Nothing. This is the biggest scam going. I want a refund of every single charge since October. And if I do not get it, I am going immediately to the Federal Trade Commission. I am going to the Better Business Bureau. And I'm going to have, by the way, do you guys have a mailing address? I'm going to guess not.
No, ma'am.
Do you have a mailing address? No, because you're probably working out of the back room of a one-bedroom apartment. Oh, I'm coming after you. I want my money back now. $125 gift certificate. I haven't even gotten a postage stamp from you people.
Yes,
nothing.
No, okay.
This
so
is
this...
a scam. Can you spell scam? S-C-A-M. And somebody's ass is grass. I'm coming after my money. I am going to demand a full refund. Would you please pull up my account and tell me the total sum that I have been charged from your scam company? Because I can go get it off of my statements, but I'd rather you get it because you've got it all right in front of you. How much money have you charged me on my account? Add it up, please.
Okay. I don't have any way of adding this
you
up.
You have no, you can't add. You can't add. All right.
Okay. I'm not saying I can't add. I'm saying my system does not add, ma'am. It doesn't
give
me the option.
You have a paper and pencil? Do you have a monthly, a list of what was I charged in October? What was I charged in? Do you have that information in front of you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I can add. I can add. I went to school. So if you would please tell me, what was I charged in October of 21? Give me the number, please. What was I charged in October of 1921?
Okay.
20, yeah.
Okay.
What was I charged?
Okay, so. Okay, so on October the 26th, when you initially signed up, you paid $7.45 for the shipping and handling.
Okay, what was the next charge on my account?
Okay, so the next charge was October the 29th. That was for the factory direct savings store, which was $49.97.
For what?
The
factory. What did I get for $49.97?
It's a membership fee for the factory direct savings store.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Okay, this is getting better. What was the next charge?
Let's see. And then the next charge was $11.29.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
And what did
November.
You charge
I'm
me
sorry.
Then?
I'm sorry. November the 29th. $49.97.
For a membership fee in this
Correct.
Club that I'm supposed to buy stuff. Now, I'm supposed to be getting a gift certificate for $125 all this time, am I not?
Correct. Those are sent to your email.
Really? Oh, my God, this gets better. You guys are in so much trouble. Okay, so on November, I was $49.97. What did you, let me guess, you charged me $49.97 in December, too?
Correct. December the 30th.
Oh, wow. I'm, yep.
Okay,
and then what did you charge me in January?
$49.97 on January the 30th.
And what did you charge me in February?
I'm not showing there was a charge in February. I'm showing the next charge is dated March the 2nd.
That's probably because I called in February and said I want off this thing, but we'll just leave that there. So you went back to charging me again in March. What did you charge me?
Let's see, that charge was $56.95.
Why did it go up?
There was a price increase for the membership.
Oh, and all this time I'm supposed to be getting gift certificates, really, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, got inflation really hit you guys hard, didn't it? April, what did you charge me in April?
So, April 2nd, there was a charge of $56.95, and then May the 5th, there was a charge of $56.95.
Really? Oh, God, you people are awful. Absolutely awful. How do you sleep at night? Okay, so who is the individual that I need to report? Who is the person who is running this company?
Okay, so what I am I'm doing now, ma'am, since you're saying that you previously called and canceled, I am looking over the entire account to see if there's any notation of you previously called.
So I would be so – I am not only going to demand that I go back to February, mm-hmm. I'm going to demand I go back to October, because I have not gotten one freaking single gift certificate from you people, mm-hmm. and you've been charging me $50 a month mm-hmm. since October.
Yes,
that's ma'am. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times 50. I can add. That's about $350 that you people are going to pay me back. $350. How do you refund my credit card for $350? Because that's what I want you to do right now.
Okay.
I've got nothing from you people, but I'm going to give you something if I don't get $350 back right now.
Okay. So I am seeing that the previous representative did go ahead and refund the charge for the month of May. And so what I have.
Oh, that was very generous. How about the other $350?
So what I've gone ahead and done is I have also refunded the charge for April. Let's see. Okay, so okay, so I do want to let you know with your refunds, I do know those can take 3 to 5 business days to reflect.
Exactly what have you refunded me, ma'am?
Okay, so I'm showing the previous representative had already refunded the charge for the month of May, and I okay. also included the month of April.
Any others?
Let's see here. Let me go back.
Because I want it all the way back, at least November.
Okay.
All the way to October, really. This is the biggest, this is one of the biggest scams I've ever seen. This is ridiculous. And you can't give me the name or an address. There's a red flag right there. There's a red flag right there. You won't give me the name. You won't give me an address. That's a red flag that this is a big scam. So I want my money back from October of 21.
Okay. So what I would be able to do is the furthest back I could would be able to go would be to the month of March.
It's not good enough. Not good enough. Mm-mm. Keep going. There's no reason why you can't go back further. Because if you don't, there's a lot coming your way.
Let's see. All right. So the most I would be able to do, ma'am, would be for the month of March.
Mm-mm. Not good enough. Not good enough. You've been stealing money from me since October. I want it all back.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize, ma'am. But I do know when you initially signed up for that Wi-Fi booster, I'm not saying you read the terms, but it does tell you in the terms that by accepting the free gift that you are enrolling in for the monthly membership.
I didn't get a free gift. This is what I'm not understanding. I paid for this Wi-Fi. I paid for it. Where the heck are you thinking I got something for nothing? There's a big miscommunication here. I want out. Okay. Or you are, not you personally, but the fact that you can't tell me where you're calling from, what your business address is, and who's in charge, well, there's some people going to be asking some questions, okay? Because I've had to deal with things like this before, and I've gotten some results, and I will. I want my money back from October. How are you going to do that? I haven't gotten anything from you. Have I used a gift certificate? Do you see on my record anywhere that I cashed in a freaking gift certificate? What freaking gift certificate? I haven't gotten a gift certificate. People are full of crap. I want my money back. I got nothing from you.
I mean, the only thing
I would never have, never, ever have gone for a scam like this. I don't want your freaking gift certificates. I never even got them. Give me my money back. And if you can't give me a name and an address and a phone number of a person I can talk to who's in charge of this, unless it's you, then you will be hearing from the Federal Trade Commission. I've shut down one business in Florida. I can shut down another one.
Yes, ma'am. And unfortunately, the only thing I am authorized to be able to refund would be back to March.
So who is the person who authorizes you? Can you tell me the name of the person that you need to get authorization from.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that person?
Okay, so what I can do, ma'am, is I can forward your account over to corporate and have them look at it, and they would.
You can't give me a name. Do you realize how bad this sounds? Do you realize you have no mailing address and you can't give me a name? Do you realize how bad this makes you look? Do you realize how this has scam written all over it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you're
going to give me some freaking false name, mm-hmm. and I'm going to call some freaking false number, and there's going to be nobody there because they're working out of a one-bedroom apartment. This is bull. I want my money back.
Okay.
Now.
And unfortunately, that's why I'm telling you, the only thing I would be able to do would be March and April. And I have done that.
So who's going to give me my money back till October? You go ahead, give me March and April, mm-hmm. and then give me a name of somebody that I can pick it up and get February through October back.
Okay, so what I would have to do is I can request that corporate take a look at it and see if they are able to do anything with the remaining charges.
Who is corporate?
Okay, so corporate would be for the factory direct savings store.
Okay, and who is the person who runs the factory direct savings store?
Okay, so I'm not sure which member of management would receive your account to, you know,
how about give
it.
Me all the names? I'll take all the names you've
got. I don't have all the names, ma'am.
Hey, do you have a mailing address?
No, ma'am, I do not.
I wonder why. Isn't that amazing? A corporate office without an address. How about a phone number? Got a phone number for these corporate executives?
Okay, and unfortunately, no, ma'am, I do not.
Of course not. Of course not. Oh my God, this is one of the worst I've seen. All right, so you're going to refund me back to March, and then I'm never going to be able to get in touch with anybody again, am I? Really? So it's Factory Direct Savings Store, right? Make sure
correct.
I get this right. And you've got a website, because this is all going to the FTC and the BBB tonight. All right. So it's support@tryunlimitedsavingsdeals.com?
Correct.
But then the other person told me that this is Trendy Discounts. But you're telling me it's Factory Direct Savings. Which is it? Who are you, people? Do you know who you're working for?
Yes, ma'am.
Do they pay you in cash?
Okay. Again, ma'am, I do apologize for any misunderstanding. I'm not saying you read the terms. If we were a scam, ma'am, we would not be willing to process any refunds. Okay.
Really?
No,
I'm sure. I'm sure. Because I've dealt with this kind of crap before. All right? This is very deceptive business practices, if nothing else. All right? Mm-hmm. So the BBB is going to be very interested in this. Very interested. I'm surprised you haven't gotten more calls like mine. Maybe you have. No mailing address. No mailing address. No phone number to reach any of them. Okay. That's the way you're going to leave it. You're not going to do anything more for me.
Unfortunately, ma'am, that would be the best I would be able to do.
And then you're going to tell me, now, is this refund through March going through right now as we speak?
I have put it in to be processed, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I can give you a confirmation number if you would like to take that down.
Oh, sure, I'll write that down. Probably doesn't mean anything, but I'll take it. Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Make up some numbers.
Okay, so it's going to be R as in refund,
mm-hmm.
259,
mm-hmm.
14,
mm-hmm.
77,
mm-hmm.
86. That's
okay.
Your refund confirmation for the month of March. And for the month of April, that's going to be R as in refund,
mm-hmm.
259 550 670.
Okay. And how about May?
Okay. And the one that she processed for you for the month of May, that was R as in refund, 2600 454 74.
Now you're telling me I don't have a charge for February, is that correct?
Correct.
You know why? Because I called to cancel this fucking scam. So you put me back on.
No, ma'am.
I want off it. Take me off this. Get me off this account immediately. I called once. They processed February, and they kept billing me again. I want off.
Okay.
Put it through now, please.
The account.
I want a
has...
confirmation number of my cancellation. I need a confirmation number of my immediate cancellation.
Okay. So by me processing a refund, ma'am, that's going to automatically process an automatic cancellation.
Well, why didn't that happen when I called in February?
Okay. I'm not.
How come when I called in February to contest the charge and say I didn't want it?
Okay.
Why did I get put back on again?
Okay. Let me ask this. Did you call us in February or did you call your card
I
company?
I called the number on my credit card.
Okay. So that would go to your card company, not with us.
No. On my charges, the number next to your air quote business, 855-429-8917, state of Florida. It's on my credit card bill that way. That's the number I called. I didn't call my MasterCard. I called you. I called in February. I said, I want a refund and I want off. So you didn't charge me for February, but you kept going, didn't you? I want it off in February. So how are you going to fix that?
Well, looking at the account, ma'am, each charge that you've been charged, because the account was initially open at the end of the month, that's when you've been billed. So it goes December the 30th to January the 30th. There is no February 30th, so it shows that you were billed.
So she
March
never
the
even
2nd.
Took that off. She never even took that off.
I'm not clear what you're.
Yeah, meaning. I'm clear. I'm really clear. So
right.
Here's the deal. You tell me right now that I will never, ever, ever get a charge from your company again.
Yes, ma'am.
I want an absolute confirmation of that.
Okay. This account has been canceled. There will be no further charges.
Is there a confirmation number of that transaction?
That's what I'm saying. By her initiating the refund, that automatically canceled the account. So the confirmation number that I gave you, the R2600454 74 for the month of May, that also acts as a cancellation number.
Okay, so I'll never get a charge from this company again.
Correct.
And I'm going to be refunded for the months of May, April, and March. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
So I'm just going to have to go after them for January and December and November, which I plan to do fully, and then some. It's not your fault. Sounds like you're working for a real great bunch. And I'm surprised that you probably don't have to deal with people like me more often. This is horrible business. Horrible. I tried getting out of this. I was told I was out of this. Somebody dropped the ball. No corporate address and no name. Who do I call now? Who am I? You're going to talk to your supervisor. Who do I call? Are they going to get back to me? Yeah. Be a cold day in July when that happens. I'm never going to talk to these people. They're not going to try to reach out to me.
Yes, ma'am.
You know that? I know that.
I've made sure that the email we have on file, as well as the phone number, is attached to everything that was sent over to corporate. Yes, ma'am.
And so are they going to reach out to me to try to fix this? Do you think maybe?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I hope you're right. Because if I don't get anything, any communication from them within 3 to 5 business days, my next step is the FTC and the Better Business Bureau, whom I have dealt with before.
Yes, ma'am.
And I did get one operation actually closed down in Florida. Florida seems to attract these kinds of businesses. Where is your corporate people located? Are they in Florida too?
No, ma'am. They're located in California.
Why am I not surprised? Do they have names?
I'm sorry?
Do they have names? Do you
get
like communications from them and stuff that they sign with their name? Are there really people there?
Yes, ma'am.
Or is it just one guy working out of the back room of his apartment?
No, ma'am.
So somebody, a human being, is going to get in touch with me?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
By email? Somebody from California?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
When do you think 3 to 5 business days about? Is that how long I should give them?
I am attaching that notation for you. I do know tomorrow is a holiday.
Yes,
so.
I'll cut them that kind of slack. Sure.
Okay.
And when they get in touch with me, are they going to maybe give me an address? So corporations usually exist, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and unfortunately,
what is the address on your paycheck?
Okay.
Isn't there an address of who's signing your paycheck?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's out of California. Who signs your paycheck?
Okay, I'm not authorized to give out that information, ma'am.
Of course not. I wouldn't expect you to, because you're a good, loyal employee. But there's a human being who signs your paycheck. So there's somebody. There's somebody. Unless that's going through a third party, too, which I wouldn't be surprised if it is. That's usually how these things work. Usually how they work. Multiple states, multiple shell corp companies, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's how it works. So I will keep this number because I will be calling back if I don't get some kind of communication from this supposed California group. And I'm going to make sure I get the rest of my money. I do appreciate what you've done for me to get March, April, and May refunded. I appreciate your putting up with my extreme anger. It's not your fault, but I'd find another job if I were you. But I am going to make sure that these people give me my money back and are exposed for what they're doing.
Yes, ma'am.
I tried to get this stopped, and they just kept going. So
yes,
that's my problem, not yours. You've been helpful, and I appreciate it. I'm taking it to the next level, and that's up to me. And it's up to them to cooperate. If they choose not to, well, then they're going to have that to deal with, too.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you go because this is not the way you wanted to spend your evening, and I appreciate that. It's not the way I wanted to spend mine either.
Yes.
But this is not fair. This is not right. This is really bad, bad, unethical business practice. So I need to take care of that. So you have a good evening, and I will be looking for my refund on my credit account. And if not, I'll be calling this number as many times as I have to.
Yes, ma'am.
So have a good evening.
All right, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice day.